Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Power Play by Beth McMullen, narrated by Kelsey Navarro. Chapter 1. Level Up or Get Busted Trying. There is no way the alarm code for the McKenzie House dormitory door is wrong. I enter it again. 7A43PX star. But the light stays red and the door doesn't budge. I stop my foot in aggravation. Quietly, of course. Because breaking out of a locked Smith School dorm on a school night, or any other time for that matter, is frowned upon. If I enter the wrong code one more time, the alarms will blare so loudly they will wake the dead and certainly the McKenzie House dorm mother, who will find me here in the entryway, looking guilty. Toby swore by this code sequence. When he slipped it to me on a piece of paper in the dining hall earlier today, he even went so far as to give me a shaky thumbs up and a slightly nauseous-looking smile. I smiled back, feeling it wasn't appropriate to mention he looked like he'd been run over by a bus. After all, Toby's one of my best friends, and he did spend 24/7 for a week hacking the new alarm code generator before his dorm master noticed he wasn't showering or changing his clothes. Gross. And Toby ended up doing a lot of dancing before the interim headmaster, who remained unconvinced of his innocence. But now it seems the effort was for nothing. I have to go out the window anyway. The dorm is dark and smells like leftover pizza and this weird organic cleanser they use in the bathroom. That was one of the...